Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now, good morning to Darren Frell.
Yeah, good morning, Mary. And another eventful night in the Champions League. Arsenal's dip in form continued. They lost 1-0 away to Inter Milan, although I have to preface that with the fact that they actually played quite well last night. But controversial penalty going against them, given for one of those handballs, not deliberate, but certainly on the very soft side, if you were to ask me. The Gunners have lost 3 of their last 6 games in all competitions. Mikel Arteta, their manager, said that he found it difficult to accept the Inter penalty when his side were denied a clear-cut one. Mikel Merino was punched in the head in the Italian's penalty area.
Okay, they decide there is a penalty. But then if that's a penalty, the one on Mikel Merino, when he punches in the head, it has to be 1,000% a penalty. And these are the margins in this game, and very, very difficult to accept.
Can I just check with Merino coming off at half-time? Was that because of the punch to the head? Or
yeah.
Was that?
Yeah.
Was he concussed?
No, he was not concussed, but he just yesterday and today was already not feeling great. And after that, when I looked at him, I decided to take him off because I need him 100%.
Aston Villa's brilliant start to the Champions League came undone away to Club Bruges. They lost 1-0. A mistake by Tyrone Mings proved very costly. This one, I have to say, was one of the strangest I've ever seen. He picked up a short kick out from his goalkeeper, not knowing that the game had restarted. So he picked it up, something like you'd probably see in a schoolyard later in the day. Penalty awarded against them, and that was the foundation for their success. Elsewhere, wins for Shakhtar Donetsk, Salzburg, Atletico, who beat PSG, Barcelona, Atalanta and Bayern Munich. Now, it's a massive night ahead for Shamrock Rovers in the UEFA Conference League. Rovers 10th in the league standings following their win over Larn. Another victory at home to the Welsh side, the New Saints, tonight would put them right in the mix for a place in the knockout phases. No one, though, is taking them for granted, and the New Saints manager, Craig Harrison, feels it's also an opportunity for his team.
Yeah, I do. I'm sure Shamrock will be exactly the same. You know, they would have, you know, when the fixtures come out and you look at it, and there's opportunities to pick points up, and you know, in both teams are in reasonably good positions at this moment in time. So I certainly think if Shamrock Rovers win tomorrow, then they'll near enough through. And if we win tomorrow, then I think we're a point or two away, maybe. I think 8 will probably definitely get into that 24. You know, 7 might with a good goal difference. So. You know, yeah, it's a big game. You know, it's a big game anyway. But I think it's a big game because both teams will feel that there's points to gain from it.
Yeah, that game is on at the earlier time of 5:45 this evening. So at Tala Stadium, I'm sure it's going to be a great occasion for them as well. In the golf, the Abu Dhabi Championship is underway. Early start there on the DP World Tour. And a group of three have a lead there of 5 under par. Rory McIlroy, 1 under par. So too is Tom McKibben. And Shane Lowry is out on course very shortly, in about 10 minutes or thereabouts. He's in the final group of the game and of the day. Finally, in Gaelic games, and a big bombshell yesterday. Confirmed last night by Donegal GAA, Michael Murphy is going to return to the Donegal football setup for next season. He retired in 2022, now 35 years of age, won an All-Ireland title, in fact, captained Donegal to that title. 5 Ulster Championships, 3 All-Stars during his career. He ruled out a return this time last year, despite Jim McGuinness coming on board as manager. But it seems Jim has managed to convince him to change his mind. Donegal are the reigning Ulster champions, and of course, were narrowly beaten by Galway in the All-Ireland semi-finals back in the summer. That's your sport for now.